Hello, this doctor is Ben Agulter dictating an endoscopy report on Rodrigo Nobrega, date of birth 11-9-1978, date of procedure January 31st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goltradio. Referring physician is Dr. Oscarina Ferreira. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, comma, cold biopsy colectomy, and colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, and hemoglobin deployment times 2. Indication is heartburn, comma, history of ulcerative esophagitis, comma, abdominal pain, comma, family history of gastric cancer, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, Barrett's esophagus. Description procedure informs the time of the pain period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, assuming to allow claims to the patient period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, serious for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period, a well-lubricated lymphatic video gastroscope, was introduced into the esophagus and then into the direction to the second portion of the bottom period, careful examination is needed. Duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenal stomach, G junction, and esophagus period, a retrospective suit is obtained at the cardioperitoneal resection from the stem before the draw the scope period. Patient is in turnaround in left lateral position. Period of digital rectal exam was normal. Period of well located lymph video, gastroscope, a colonoscope, was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the fecal, which is identified by the presence of the penicillial orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of the pulse period. Careful examination was made. The cecum, ileocecal valve, semicolon, hepatic flexure, transverse sonic flexure, desemicolon, sigma colon, the rectum period, a retrospective scan of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was 4, and graded as a 5,1-2-2 period. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time there was erythematous. Irregular appearing tissue just distal to the Z line. Comma biopsies were obtained separately for histology. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular with 3 tongues of salmon colored mucosa at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Comma C0M 1.5. Comma biopsies were obtained per the Seattle protocol to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of diminutive gastric polychroma. These were cold biopsied. These were removed with cold biopsy. Polypectomy. Next time there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology in the antrum and body. Next line, there was a diminutive polyp noted in the duodenal sleeve, comma, cold biopsy. This was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was 5,1-2-2, comma, grade as a 4 prep. There was an approximately 15 millimeter splenic flexure tessel. There was an approximately 15 millimeter pedunculated polyp at 60 centimeters from the anal verge and at the splenic flexure, removed with hot snare polypectomy, comma. 2 hemoclips were deployed with hemostasis achieved. There was an approximately 6 millimeter splenic flexure tessel polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another approximately 15 millimeter rectal tessel polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months pending PASH, given the larger polyps as well as the poor prep. Next line, follow-up biopsy of the erythematous mucosa noted at the Z line. Commonly need endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Next line. Follow-up and office is previously scheduled. Next line, recommend PPI daily. Next line. Given history of Barrett's, would recommend repeat EGD in 3 years pending CAF. Next line. Follow-up and office is previously scheduled.